Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier is here. Jim's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a management consultant specializing in management and leadership and organizational development. He's the director of training for Joe Barker Strategic Exploration Tools. He is he's a great speaker and trainer and has become a great member of our Brain Trust, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic, a very troubling issue that's going on right now. Jim Schreier, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. So I've been talking with my audience about something that's been going on. In fact, I've been warning about this for a long time, and more recently I started talking with some people who are out in the marketplace like you are, and what they're seeing with regard to the ability to find talent. Now for several years, many small businesses were already reporting that their number one problem was getting talent, and that the reason that they couldn't grow like they would like to grow is because they didn't have enough. They didn't have the right people available, and that there are maybe as many as 3 to 4 million jobs, good paying jobs in America going wanting, because of no qualified people. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. Several years ago, there started to be a problem where organizations of all sizes couldn't find certain skills. There was a skills gap that was developing,
yep.
But now as the employment has picked up, It's more across the board, and I think in particular what I'm seeing is, yes, lots of companies are having trouble hiring people, but smaller companies are really being affected because the competition is so good that somebody that's got a job right now can easily find a better job.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is large companies are raising pay. They're giving out bonuses. I just saw yesterday Target raise their starting pay. So how does a small business compete with the larger ones where, okay, I was working at a little mom-and-pop shop,
right,
making, you know, an hourly wage, and now all of a sudden Target's offering higher starting pay.
Right.
And Target's got thousands of stores and whatever, 100,000 jobs.
And see, this was the point I've been making now for almost a year about how inequitable the tax bill has been for small business, because big companies have gotten this huge cut that has caused them to want to use that money to start spending on payroll. Small businesses didn't get that cut, not that much of a cut, and some of them won't get any cuts. But the thing is that it's not just the frontline workers either, not just regular folks. What I'm worried about is not just regular folk, the regular employees, but I'm worried about waking up one morning and your key employee just got poached because a big company offered them enough money that you can't even come close to matching.
Absolutely. I mean, think about the management ranks. The organization needs mid-level, higher-level managers. And they recruit, they advertise for those, and somebody that's working in a small business has got some good management experience, and they're able to meet. As you just said, they're poached. I go to a car service place regularly for my car, and I don't think I've ever seen the same manager there twice.
Wow.
Every time I go there, there's a new manager there.
You know, now that I think about it, I've run into that a few places, and I'm talking about larger national, not national firms, but I mean not just local small businesses. I mean, I've run into that recently with some other areas where somebody is not there anymore, and I probably should have asked. But what should we do about this, Jim?
Well, I think the first thing that a small business needs to do is they need to really look at what are the factors that help retain a good employee. And there is a little bit of research recently that says money's starting to play a bigger role. But historically, money was not the key factor. It was always what the job was. It was always the opportunity to do things, to learn things. And small organizations have those same opportunities. They have opportunities to make the job interesting. They have opportunities to allow an employee to grow and learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that's one of the first steps. The second step relates to the recruitment side of it. And there's where I think small organizations need to stop putting up help wanted signs. What's the difference between a help wanted sign on one side of the street and a help wanted sign on the other side of the street?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't attract anybody. They've got to describe the jobs in more interesting ways.
So you're saying we've got to be more targeted, more focused, and not use a shotgun, but use more of a laser in our approach to this.
Absolutely.
Sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. What does this job offer somebody?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. One of the things that small businesses have always been behind the curve on with big companies has been the benefits package.
Yeah.
Do you think that small businesses, if they could beef up that, if they could beef up their benefits package a little bit, and maybe not quite, you know, cover the big salary increase that a big company might offer them, but if they like their work, if they like working for the small business, and they were going to get more, you know, better benefits and more money, that's kind of hard to turn down with a big company. Do you think if small businesses could find a way to beef up their benefits package, their overall sophistication of that kind of that part of the relationship, that would improve things?
I think it could be part of the solution, because that's another one of the things that appears to be changing for the younger, the millennial generation.
Yeah.
As I said before, a few years ago, we looked at money and benefits as not being as important as the job itself. But there's some recent research that's kind of flipping that and says that right now there's real awareness of the economics of what's going on in the world right now, so that people now looking at jobs are saying, okay, yeah, they're saying salary, so we know that's an issue. But they're also saying, hey, I'm looking at the benefits package.
The millennials, a lot of the millennials that are interviewed with me ask me about benefits before they ask me about salary.
Yep, that does not surprise me at all.
Yeah,
I think you're right on target.
We've seen that. Hey, Jim, hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. Schreier. If you're looking him up online, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.